If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, welcome back to our Comme d'Archi summer series dedicated to color. In this fourth episode, we will be talking about green. This is Esther, and I had the great pleasure of writing this episode on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. In the West, green is an ambiguous, ambivalent color, at once evil and youthfully innocent, unlucky and fortunate. Green is the color of lies, of the strange, but also of nature and of ecology. In Greco-Roman antiquity, colors were associated with four elements. According to Aristotle, fire is red, water is green, air is white, and earth is black. Symbolically, water was still green in the Middle Ages, and it was only later that it became blue. In reality, green is mostly the color of instability, hope, and ultimately, fate. Aren't casino gaming mats green? Furthermore, in China, it is a symbol of prosperity and purity. Restaurants and dairy packaging can often be green to signify cleanliness. Strangely, green in China is also synonymous with infidelity. In both Asia and the West, green and blue have long been interchangeable. For example, many Asian languages have only recently added distinctive words for blue and green. In the Breton language, there is no distinction between green and blue, but between natural and artificial greens and blues. In France, urban furniture has often been green. Hector Guimard's metro stations, the benches in public gardens. In Germany, the region of Thuringia is called the Green Lung, and was the center of the Bauhaus, which did not appreciate this color. Historical irony? In any case, today Thuringia has 8 national parks, nature parks and reserves, 3 of which are on UNESCO's World Heritage List. Germany also has the Green Ribbon. This former border between the FRG and the GDR was a no-man's land almost 1,400 kilometers long and up to 200 meters wide. Nature has had time to develop freely, and today the biodiversity is preserved. In Zanseschans, in the Netherlands, the green-painted houses have been preserved since the 1960s. The area is a Dutch heritage site, and many historic buildings from neighboring regions have been moved there. The houses are traditional Dutch village houses from the 17th and 18th centuries. They are made of green wood with often red and white windows. An example of which can be seen in the painting Houses on the Zaan in Zaandam, made by Claude Monet in 1871. Finally, in Europe, one of the best-known green planners is undoubtedly Ebenezer Howard. This English theorist was born in 1850 and died in 1928 in his garden city of Welwyn. His concept of the garden city is part of the hygienic movement discussed in the episode on white. In 1898, Ebenezer Howard published Tomorrow, A Peaceful Path to Real Reform. It was an attempt to improve the sanitary situation in cities. Indeed, the industrial city was unhealthy, polluted. The city had to change. It had to be completely rethought, according to Howard. Thus, he combined the benefits of the city and the countryside and the advantages of the expanding railway network in his garden city. Its characteristics are a circular city, up to 4 square kilometers in diameter, surrounded by 20 square kilometers of agricultural land, a limit of approximately 30,000 inhabitants in order to maintain a low building density, 6 districts organized around boulevards leading to public equipments in the city center, public control of land to avoid financial speculation, public control of companies' actions in the urban space, a railway belt lined with factories and markets. Eventually, a series of self-sufficient garden cities was to be built. They would have been connected by a railway network and organized around a larger garden city with 58,000 inhabitants. In 1899, Howard founded the Garden Cities Association. Today, it is the Town and Country Planning Association, the oldest environmental association in England. In 1902, he reissued his book under the name Garden Cities of Tomorrow. In 1903, Raymond Unwin designed the first garden city in Letchworth, then in Welwyn, where Howard spent his last days. In 1904, the Frenchman Georges Benoît Lévy translated Howard's book into French and founded the Association des Cités-Jardins. Henri Sauvage, mentioned in the episode on White, joined the association. In France, one can still visit some of the garden cities. For example, in Suresnes. It was built by the architects Alexandre Mestras, Julien Cognam, Félix Dumas and Louis Bazin in 1921-1939. But one of the most important in France is undoubtedly the Cité Jardin du Chemin Vert, designed by the architect Jacques-Marcel Aubertin. It was built in Reims following the First World War for an HBM, a social housing company. Finally, Ebenezer Howard was an urban planner and a convinced thinker fond of the Esperanto language, which official color is green. Thank you, dear listeners. This was Esther for Anne Charlotte. Let's meet again soon in a new summer Comme d'Archi.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.